To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, and happy International Women's Day. It is the 8th of March, 2022. We got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Hey, Mac users, you want the best surfing experience? Well, you best get your butt on over to Chrome, at least according to Google. Yeah, Google said that the latest Chrome update, that would be version M99, by the way, apparently is setting speed records, and that's even using Apple's own web benchmark. Chrome is way outperforming Safari on the Mac. Now, Google says its fastest, of course, is on the M1 Max, with benchmarking around 7% faster than Safari. And Chrome M99 actually set a speed record, with a score of 300 on the benchmark created by Apple's WebKit team. Now, these tests were actually ran on a 14-inch MacBook Pro that was with a 10-core M1 Max chip and 64 gigabytes of RAM. They did a repeat test on a 13-inch M1-powered MacBook Pro with 16 gigabytes of RAM, and funny enough, they've even got better performances on that version. At the end of the day, however, though, if speed of web browsing is important to you, you might want to jump on over. If privacy is important to you, you might want to stay right where you're at. Staying with news from the Googleverse, another big Pixel update. Hopefully this one won't crush the phone. Pixel Phones now has its live caption feature. And you're thinking, yeah, it's already got that. No. This is the other way around now. That's right. You won't even have to speak a lick now. Those of you unaware, Google's live caption feature turns your incoming phone call into text. Sometimes it works okay. Sometimes, yeah. However, though, with a new update, it is completely doing a turnaround. Now, Google software will read out the phone call. This was actually shown by a little GIF that was released from Google, and how the feature can be accessed from the volume button on the menu. From there, you either type out messages in full or select from pre-written responses. Pretty nifty little feature if you just don't feel like doing any talking for the day. Now, other improvements we're seeing is the Pixel's at-a-glance widget. It's been upgraded to offer more details about battery life and even connected Bluetooth devices. Plus, if you're in an earthquake-prone area, you'll now get alerts for that as well. And finally, hey, did you go to the App Store or the Google Play Store today looking for Boomerang or Hyperlapse? Yeah, you won't find them. They're gone. Some people were like, whoa, wait a minute. Others, like us here in the tech community, were kind of thought, yeah, we kind of seen this coming. Especially when the February 28th announcement said they would stop supporting the IGTV app. In a statement from Meta / Instagram, they said that we've removed support for the standalone Boomerang and Hyperlapse apps. Try saying that 10 times fast. To better focus on our efforts for the main app, Instagram. They did go on to say, however, though, Boomerang is still supported in-app and stories. And even Layout remains a standalone app in the store. The bigger question is, though, for how long? Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find the news show over there. You can find the Mac show, the photo show, and the big show, too. And while you're dancing around on the web, check us out on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But what we'd love for you to do is come join the BTN community. That's where all the fun is happening, and we want you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, back at your way for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.